That's
out of eggs, you know. It's got electric mixture. Now, she don't put the yolk in there, don't they? Just that white of the egg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she adds to it, then she spreads that over. She does that same thing when she makes an apple pie or
mm-hmm.
peach pie or any kind of pie.
Would you eat this on a pudding or a custard? Or?
It's pudding. That other is pudding.
This isn't a sauce, though, is it?
A what?
Sauce?
No, I don't think she called it that. She called it icing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the kids say, "Mom, give me some more of that icing." And then I've heard some say, "Mom, I don't know what's that icing." She can just tell you more things than I can.
Does she use sauce on anything?
On the table? She got different brands of it. But she don't make it, she buys that out of the store. Steak sauce.
Uh-huh.
That boy that's there with her, he has different kinds. We have that red hot sauce, you know, to go on.
Oh boy. Oh, I had an interesting thing. I was back home all week this time. I just couldn't get away.
Yeah.
I got back there and my grass in the backyard was 3 weeks high. It took me a whole day to mow it. It's just a little city line.
I've got my mower over here in the repair shop and they called me, told me that they wouldn't go ahead and fix it, it's going to cost so much, it'd run between $25 and $30 to repair it. That's just a motor now. And I said to him, I said, what would a new motor out and out cost? And they said, well, we'd have to find out. Later did. And I said, I'll tell you what, dude, well, she went and looked a little bit. She said, "Mr. Robert, I just can't find it right now." And I said, "Well, just go ahead, I'll be down there." So I thought I'd get to go Saturday, but I didn't on account of the wife. And so I didn't make it today either, but now tomorrow. I had to take her to the doctor tomorrow. She don't have, I mean today, and she don't have to go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to see him. I don't know what to do about it. A new motor might not be any better than the one I bought, and it hadn't been any good.
Oh, what kind of motor do you have?
Stratton?
Briggs and Stratton?
Yeah.
No, that's funny. They're supposed to be good ones.
Well, this one pulled itself. I believe because it's had that...
Uh-huh.
This one's real.
Uh-huh.
And it pulled itself, and why I had to give it up. And I told him this man's up there now about it, and he said, there's something wrong there. I said, "You know it had oil in it?" I said, "Yes, it's plenty of oil." Well, he says, "Didn't get to them pistons. Didn't get to that piston."
Hmm.
Well, I said, "I don't know what to do about that." And that's what I was going to talk to them about, and I was going to talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I put out any money on it, I may just go somewhere else and buy me another motor.
Yeah. How long have you had it?
Slightly 2 years, and it ain't run 8 hours during the 2 years.
Huh.
Well, you can look at it and tell it it's never been hurt, Kevin, in just as dry a place as this right here.
Well, I'll be darned.
Never set out in the weather. They don't know what to think about it themselves. They kind of hoodooed over there.
Yeah.
Now, you know this piston runs up and down?
Yeah.
Well, the wall there where that piston fits in, it's got roughed up somewhere.
Sounds as if somebody left something in the engine when you put it together.
I don't know. Well, when they put it up, it might have been done.
That's not right. What do you call food that you eat between meals if you get hungry between breakfast and lunch?
Well, it used to be my kids said, "Well, I'm gonna get me a piece of meat and bread," but now it's called a sandwich.
You get a sandwich,
huh? Yeah, they go in there and they make them a sandwich of some kind.
What if you just eat crackers or a piece of cheese or something like that?
Well, if we got it, that's what they do. And there's invariably a jar of peanut butter sauce on it. They'll get into that and put it on crackers, you know. But if I eat that peanut butter, I want something sweet with it.
Yeah, cracker and some peanut butter and jam on top.
Yeah. Right.
Did joint ain't jail?
No, yeah. She got stuff up there. She jailed the other day in her cripple. And it didn't jail it sooner. I believe she said this morning, says, I stood up in there long enough to try two glasses of that jelly that didn't jail suit me.
Right.
And it was before it had time to cool out, you know. And she says, I don't know what it's going to do this time. So if them two jails, well, she'll just put it back, all back, and cook it some more. Oh, we know how to, if we hadn't been pretty well up on how to save things, well, I don't know hardly how we'd made it back in.
You just got to get along on your own?
Yeah, all of our kids is gone. Been gone.